bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Hey, this is John, the American Hilljack Lane, and I'd like to formally welcome you to the American Hilljack Files, Episode 13. No Mask, Chaos Culture Entertainment, and Other Bullshit. Today's show features an interview with Chaos Culture Entertainment's head guy and mastermind, Mr. Brandon Chaos. We discuss what he's got going on out at Chippers in Austintown, Ohio, with the shows he's promoting and other things, the state of the on-site local music scene from everywhere, and I think we even mentioned drummer and madman extraordinaire, Matt Muckle. Now, I keep preaching if we don't pull these on-site local music scenes from around the country together by using positivity and teamwork, we ain't even going to have music to hold on to in the near future. Yet, I got to say that guys like Brandon Chaos truly give me hope in the way he views things and his hard work he puts into it all. But before we get into the dirt, accusations, and opinions, I'd like to start things out with the American Hilljack's credo, or maybe just my view on how I live my life. Slow and steady wins the race, and good things come to those who wait. I may not be moving as fast as I want forward, but at least I'm not standing still or moving backwards. The only one stopping me is me, and I will forgive the trespasses of those who try to stop me, because I am a pro-positive, real, and original person who will do no harm but take no shit. As long as I have air in my lungs and the ability to entertain on the stage, on the air, or on camera, there truly is no limit. In this world of chaos, untrustworthy people, and uncertainties, the time has come to fight, fuck, or hit the bricks. I, for one, am going to keep being a pro-positive, real, and original person, dig in my heels, and fight with all my being. In this world of fake smiles, limp handshakes, and two-faced people, you have to be aware of those in your circle and keep the bullshit out. Bottom line is you got to be headstrong and be yourself with no gimmicks and absolutely no masks. Kit and Caboodle. Yes, that was Akron, Ohio's own female-fronted hardcore in-your-face band, Cronus. You can check them out at facebook.com/Cronus. Love those guys. Crystal Stewart, my little sister, the female version of me, I'm scared to say. I pity Bob, her husband, that plays guitar in that band, and you got Andrew that, you know, also plays guitar, and that band's kicking ass. And the Hellfire Club's gonna be playing a show with them in May, on May 13th, my granddaughter's birthday, ironically. And for all those that are paying attention on Facebook, yes, I am, you know, hanging on by a thread, but you know, Crystal was one of the ones who reached out to me, and we had a great conversation, and she's very supportive and a good friend. Yeah, we weren't always good friends, but we've seemed to, you know, come a long way, and I want to thank her for it. So this week, I got in touch, well, he got in touch with me first, with Mr. Brandon Chaos. We went to school together and everything, and we've got a great interview here that goes into everything that he's doing out of Chippers, and we're going to make it a monthly segment, maybe not as long as this segment is this week, plus he's going to be making commercials, and so you guys know what's going on out there. And I also got another commercial on here for one of my favorite people, old Uncle Eric from the Empire Concert Club and Bar. Getting some things rolling. Things are, you know, coming along and going to form a little better. Maybe that's what I need to do, is just dive into here, you know, and just make this happen. And that's what I should have done in a long time. But it's kind of hard. And that's what I want to be, is honest about it. There's a lot of things in this world and I got to deal with. And sometimes it's hard for me. And I just want to put it out there that guys like Brandon Chaos, bands like Cronus, and the other bands that I'm going to be playing this week are good, positive, real, and original people that I really enjoy working with and I support totally. And I'm glad that they support me not only here on the American Hilljack Files, but also with my band, the Hellfire Club. But right now, let's dive into this motherfucker, because I'm telling you, this is a really good interview. I'm finding a more of a balance, and me and Uncle Eric have discussed what we need to do, or what I need to do, to make this more of a informative plus honest show. And I hope that I captured it this week. I want you people to listen, and please give me feedback. So right now, without any further ado, Mr. Brandon Chaos from Chaos Culture Entertainment. All right, for all you folks out there that listen to the old Hilljack here, I went to a school with a really cool guy, and he interviewed me one time for his project, and now I get to interview him on my show for my project, you know, so per se. I guess it's more than a project, because the only people grading it are, you know, a bunch of assholes just, you know, judging me. But Mr. Brandon Chaos, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing today, John?
Hanging there, hanging and banging, and trying to make it all happen. It just never seems to always go my way. So, tell us a little bit about what you got going on. It seems like, you know, you're getting back up there, you're getting things running, and, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you got some cool stuff going on with some bookings.
I kind of shifted directions back into promoting stuff. I mean, everyone knows, like, I was doing Wayo Fest once a year, and of course I was doing the Midnight Hour show as well. I've kind of abandoned the Midnight Hour, and now I'm doing some local shows on a regular basis.
Awesome. And now you just had my son up there, you know, where you're booking at. Now tell us a little bit about this bar and what's all going on, and, you know, how deep are you in this?
Well, right now I'm doing bookings at a bar in Austin Town, which is just outside of Youngstown. The bar is called Chippers. They've been doing shows there for a while. They had a group of guys that were in there before. They called themselves Supporting Your Local Music, and they put on a couple shows a month. Right now we're doing 3 to 4 shows a month right now, trying to get something going every Friday and Saturday.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you're getting a lot of traction. I see. You had Antics. You had Three Vultures, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other bands. You have to excuse me. But you know, you seem like it's, you know, picking up. Are you seeing more people attracted to what you're doing? Are you having the response that you're liking, or what are you looking for?
You know, it's picking up a little bit. I mean, the first one we did, because they had been not doing shows for about 2 months. So, I mean, it didn't go over that great. I took some time off for the holidays, took about a month off before I did another show. And it seemed like, you know, it's picked up a lot since then. And people who haven't even been to any of the shows have been contacting me, saying, you know, they're hearing great things about the shows that we have and everything. So, I mean, I think it seems like we're doing something right then if people who haven't even been to shows are coming to me and talking to me about it.
Right. That's awesome, man. I'm really digging it. And now the bar itself, is it PA stocked, or do you have to bring in a PA, or is there one house PA?
We have a house PA.
Awesome. Because we all know, there's a lot of clubs out there that are going down. Personally, the Hellfire Club has put a PA back together, which I am dreading hauling out. We're hauling out for the first time on the 11th down to the Barley House. And trust me, I'm not looking forward. As you know, I'm an older guy, and my back just can't take that shit. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, it's a bar zone PA. On the door charge, you know, are you reasonable? What you know, just shoot it out there. Tell us the details.
Actually, there's never a cover charge.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the shows are all 100% free.
Nice. Now, you know, on the band end of things, and this is just me being the typical band guy, you know, what is your pay? Being able to pay the bands reasonably, or does it go off like bar sales? How's that work?
Yeah, it goes off of alcohol sales, and you know, I tell the bands when I book them, you know, that's how we do it, and you know, bring your friends and encourage them to drink, and you know, the bands will even, you know, get on the mic while they're there, like, hey, you know, buy some drinks, tip your bartender, you know,
or give her the whole thing, you know, or give her the whole thing.
Yeah. but, you know, if you're going to play there, bring your biggest drinkers with you.
Well, yeah, fortunately enough, the Hellfire Club, we got a lot of alcoholics that follow us around. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I love what supporting your local music guys were doing when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
But they only did it maybe two times a month. It wasn't really known as a music venue. Towards the end there, it seemed like there was a lot of the same kind of music. So I'm trying to kind of diversify it a little bit. The first show we did after the new year, I had Zombie Crutch. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
Yes, we played with them on Wayo Fest. Those guys are some cool dudes, man.
Yeah. They're kind of an electronic rock sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of rappers that opened up for them.
Oh, that's cool. You know, for me anyways, from a musician standpoint, I think that's a cool thing. So
Yeah, and there's a lot of talented rappers around here who don't get enough credit, so you know, I kinda try to bring them in on some rock shows. And it's not like the real like ghetto sort of rap that's gonna bring in the wrong kind of element to the bar either.
No, the rappers you had at the first Wayo Fest I played with you guys out there at Dave Grohl Alley, I really enjoyed them, and they were very talented and they were very professional. Yeah, and no offense to anybody out there, but you know, I have seen the ones that are just, you know, I'm sorry, you know, excuse me, but this is not me being judgmental, but ghetto trash that just, you know, and I just don't feel there's a market for that. At least within what you know, I do or what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as you know, I listen to everything. So, you know, I pick up on those things. And
yeah.
So, you know, with now Johnny gave you high compliments, and trust me, he's hard, being a young kid, he's hard to get high compliments from. Love you, buddy. But yeah, he said that you know, the show that you put together that they were on, that you really took the time and you surround them with some bands that were similar to theirs, and it really was successful. You know, and they got paid well, and they felt they were happy to keep trying to do shows with you. So yeah, that's a cool thing. You know, it shows that you're keeping your ear out and trying to make the best shows possible.
Yeah, I really try to do that. I mean, it's not always about putting together similar styles of music either. It's, you know, because I think, you know, if you put together bands that wouldn't normally play together, you bring in different crowds and expose them to music that they'll probably like, but may not have normally listened to.
Right, right.
Like, this weekend I've got my first semi-national act coming in. February 3rd, we've got Master TC and The Visitors.
Awesome.
They're a band, they're from Cleveland. They're starting to pick up some national attention.
Yes, they are.
They've opened up for Blood on the Dance Floor a few times, and mm-hmm. They're getting some recognition, so they're coming down from Cleveland. This will be their first Youngstown show. We've got Highland Rose and Speedo Agrito opening up for them.
Yeah, Highland Rose, I've heard good things about them. In fact, we're trying to network with them right now, the Hellfire Club is. So yeah. There's some younger guys, but they're really talented. I'm really impressed by what they're putting out there, and to me, you know, talent, the cream rises. You know, talent's gonna show. So you know, and that's what I'm trying to do myself is when I put together shows. It's not necessarily I just want to put the same type of bands, but if each band to me, no matter, you know, what genre it is, if they're all good talented bands, like you said, you're gonna bring in different elements.
Exactly.
Just like our show in December, we had an acoustic act. There's some younger guys that did like 80s and 90s type stuff. We had the Scenic Route, and then we had Son of Sam, which was close to what we are, and then you had us. So but each act was, you know, different, but it was done really well. It seemed to bring, like you said, a cross-pollination of crowds. And then when we played again in January there at the Empire, we got a lot of those people back that, you know, were there for other people. So in my view anyways, I see you're doing it the right way. It's opening doors, it's connecting, and that's the way it needs to be again, you know, where bands are supporting one another, you know, no matter what the genre is.
Exactly. And I like bringing in bands from out of town,
right,
and putting them with bands from Youngstown, and it's a good way for them to trade shows too.
Exactly.
You know, like Highland Rose could connect real well with Master TC and The Visitors, and you know, Master TC could say, "Hey, you know, we'll bring you to Cleveland if you get us another Youngstown show or something." You know,
yeah,
that's a great way for bands to network.
Exactly, and that's where it needs to get back to, in my opinion. And I'm glad you see it that way, because it's hard now and just from my view, and I could be wrong, that so many bands just view it as they put a book face or a Facebook event together, but they don't do the footwork. They don't really, you know, we've gone back to paper. It costs a little bit of money, but at the same time, you know, it costs money to make. We call them hand jobs, little quarter page flyers that we can go hand to people and actually talk to them. And, you know, I'm trying to teach all the bands that, because that's what it needs to get back to, because not everybody pays attention to, you know, Facebook anymore. And you know,
yeah,
and Twitter and different things, and you gotta break down those walls, and there's got to be a start somewhere. And by far no means, I appreciate you coming on this podcast and giving me the opportunity to promote you and everything. And podcasts are a way too that people aren't really connecting. And you know, it's hard to incorporate all this.
Well, you know, you and I have both been doing this a long time. We know how important, you know, going out and actually passing out flyers and stuff like that is. But then we also have been able to adapt to the social media era, I keep telling bands all the time, like, you know, social media is incredibly important, you know, like, a good chunk of the stuff that you post on social media should have to do something with whatever project you're working on, whether it be a podcast or your music, you know, like, I'd say 98% of what I post on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram and everything is shows that I'm promoting or something else that I'm working on, you know?
And that's
kind of the way it should be.
Yeah, and I feel you do better at the social media aspect than what I do, in all honesty. I'm not a dinosaur by far, no means, but sometimes I feel like a dinosaur on it. And you adapted very well to it, and you promote yourself very well on the things you do, from my view, from my standpoint. So, in the younger generation, unfortunately, though, it seems like they only want to rely on that. And then when it comes time for shows, they miss the aspect of connecting with people. And
yeah, they might, you know, share a flyer on Facebook once or twice in the week leading up to the show. You gotta do it more in advance, you know. That way, if somebody really wants to see the show, they could clear their schedule or something, you know, get a babysitter early, whatever they need to do to make time to go out and see the show.
Yeah, it's finding it's knowing your audience, and by far no means am I saying I'm an expert at it, you know, because because I've come from that area and era that I was spoiled, that I'm, you know, trying to grasp, get that traction back, because people don't just go out as simply anymore. You know, the economy is what it is, not to get into all those things. But you got to take that into consideration, because, you know, people have kids, people have lives, you know, and entertainment's an important thing to a lot of people, but also it's a secondary. If they can't, you know, if they can't get the right babysitter or get their ends covered, they're not going to come out to your show. So if, you know, for me, it's like, you know, try to make them feel a part of it, and try to make them feel like, you know, they're just as important as you are to everything, because they are. You know, without the fans and the people there in the crowd, it don't mean shit.
Exactly. Next weekend, we've got something else a little bit different. A guy named Ryan Blakeman. He does Americana sort of music, little honky-tonk rock. He's a solo artist. He's been around for a while, though. Back in the day, he was in a metal band that I used to play with all the time. And then opening up for him, we've got a brand new band. This is their first show outside of doing, like, open mic nights. They're called 13 Lucky.
I like that name.
It's an acoustic blues sort of thing. Yeah, it's a duo. They're kind of along the lines of, like, the White Stripes, Black Keys sort of thing.
Awesome, man. And what other... You got more shows this coming February?
On the 18th. A pop punk band called Houston We Were Going Down is doing their EP release party. This will actually be their first show in, I think, like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with them is a band called Bunderthird. They're a group of younger guys.
Right.
This is their first show in over a year.
Okay.
And then we got a grunge band on that bill called Dirt Nap. This is their first Youngstown show. They're from up in Middlefield around Amish country.
Wow.
And then we've also got 713 BC on there, which is it's an acoustic piano and guitar project with Joe and Allie from Shaving Lincoln.
Nice, man. I like those guys.
Yeah. Yes. So that should be a really good show.
It's called Chippers, right?
It's called Chippers, yeah.
And where's this look? Exact address and all that? You know, the whole info. Give me the spiel. Sell it to me.
It's on 5 North Edge Hill Avenue in Austintown. Right on the corner of Mahoning Avenue. It's hard to miss it. It's a huge sign out front says Chippers, and it's got the scrolling sign underneath it too, has all the events going on and stuff like that.
Your Facebook page is
Chaos Culture Entertainment.
That's what
just
it
search
is.
It on Facebook.
Chaos Culture Entertainment. Facebook / Chaos Culture Entertainment. And dude, that is so great. Hey, now we talked about all this. Would you mind sticking around and, you know, shooting the shit about, you know, maybe our views on the scene? If you don't want to, you know, different things. If you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot, I understand. But yeah, it'd be nice. Because I know.
No, I don't mind talking about it.
All right, we'll be right back in a second, and it's the American Hilljack file, so, you know, you got to have some opinionated opinions. Well, I hope you're all still wrapped in and listening, because that was a very good segment one on talking about everything that Brandon Chaos has got going out there with Chaos Culture Entertainment at Chippers in Austintown, PA. Oh, Austintown, Ohio. Man, what a fucking slip up. And we're going to have him, but, you know, in the next segment, we're going to go on and talk about some things, and we get into some stuff, and it's very honest, very informative, so please stick by and listen. But right now, coming up, I got, of course, one of my favorite bands of all time, with two of the favorite guys of all time in it, After the Fall, out of the Allegheny-Kiskey Valley area, or the Berg area. And I'm going to play their song, Walls. And the reason that I'm so attached to this song is with everything I'm going through, it's inspiring me. And in fact, everything I watch those guys do inspired me. And of course, there's the commercial that will go on right after that at the sidebar. Mr. Steve Craven, Jen Hamars, they, you know, have that club, and they're busting nuts and making things happen. They've got Rock for Life. There's all those things that they do, and they're very positive, real and original people that are behind unsigned local music from everywhere, not just their own. And that's respectable. And that's why I like them so much. And then you got Doug Conahan, who is a great singer, a great frontman. You got, of course, I got to give him props, Matt Ferrani, just a phenomenal drummer and a hard worker, always does. And then you got Zach Shepherd. And if you don't get it, Zach is a bad little motherfucker, you know? So, hey, so stick right by. Check these guys out on Facebook. And right now, here's Walls from After the Fall. Your Honor, I'd like to demand a sidebar.
Demand? Sir, we haven't even called a case. You better have a good reason to demand anything.
Well, I do have a good reason, Your Honor. I just want to go to the ultimate dive bar in Armstrong County, let alone the world.
Sidebar is a small bar with a big atmosphere open 7 days a week. It's a place with a big city feel and a rural community. It's the ultimate dive bar. Trashy with a touch of class. Sidebar has some of the best food with their menu of delicacies to please your taste buds. It also has a wide selection of seasonal, specialty, and domestic beers from around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the world. Sidebar provides some of the best live shows in the area, featuring local, regional, and national acts, which include everything from rock, country, punk, to hip-hop. Sidebar is all about live entertainment. So if you're looking for a place with great food, great people, and a great atmosphere, Sidebar at 190 Clearfield Pike in Katanning, Pennsylvania, right around the corner from the Armstrong County Courthouse, is definitely the place you want to be. Like them on Facebook to keep up on all their events and specials. But more importantly, stop in and become part of the family.
So, Your Honor, do you have any objections about the sidebar?
Only that you didn't tell me about this place sooner. I might have to hold you in contempt of court the next time you appear in front of me.
Really?
Well, not if you buy the next round some more of those wings.
We'll be right back. kid, I put my heroes on the throne. I was never really popular, I sat in the back row. Had very few friends that I like to keep close. There's a lot of things about me that you really don't know. Like, I'm emotional, confrontational. Hate to fight, so I try to keep things rational. Ain't got no grudge, ain't no chip on my shoulder. I enjoy my life, cause I know I'm getting older. We do it for the sick straight. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside me. We do this for a living, but we do it for the sick straight. Funny thing, so hard it seems impossible. Once you are famous, you think that you're unstoppable. Ain't about the money, the girls, or the fame. It's about being a motivator through the lyrics that you sing. Like, I don't wanna be famous, I just wanna be proud. I just wanna be able to say what I'm feeling without always feeling like I'm the odd one. I don't wanna be in the spotlight, I wanna be in the crowd. I wanna be in the only spot we can crank this shit up loud. We do it for the sick string. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside me. We do this for a living, but we do it for the sick string. We do it for the sick string. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside.
Tarachin Sky right there for you mother truckers, straight out of Beaver Falls, PA. Just had all three of those bands, because right before that, Obedience from Destroyer's Court, yeah, that is only on the American Hilljack Files. I had all three of those bands, After the Fall, Destroyer Court, and Tarachin Sky with us at the Empire Concert Club. Such a powerful night, man. The Hellfire Club was just the icing on the cake, let me fucking tell you. And you can check all those guys out on Bookface. You know, just do facebook.com/ and put in the name. You know, After the Fall, put in the name Destroyer Court. Put in the name Tarachin. See, I want to call him Tarachin Sky because, see, here's the whole thing. When people that didn't listen to the other interviews, their name comes from Pantera, Tara, Alice in Chains, Chain, and the Sky comes from Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's a fucking great band. And Destroyer Court, those mother truckers, man, they rocked our socks off too. I got a couple interviews with both singers of those bands that I'll be using in an upcoming podcast, I promise you. And make sure you keep an eye on those guys. And, you know, because I'm telling you, all three of those bands are power and good, well-written tunes. Unsigned local music from everywhere, motherfuckers. And those are three bands that you got to keep an eye on. Now, me and Brandon are going to, you know, kick into this next segment. We're going to start talking about all the unsigned local music from everywhere and what they have to deal with. And it's a pretty awesome, informative, you know, segment. It's not just, you know, being all ballsy and talking shit. which, you know, of course, I'll talk a little shit because that's what I'm good at. But sit right back. If you got a fatty, fire it up. If you got a drink, put it next to you, because I'm telling you, this is some good shit. You got to listen to it. Here it is, Mr. Chaos and the Hilljack discussing the on-site local music scene. Now, I'm sitting here at the Starship Hilljack, and I've got Brandon Chaos on the old book face call system. This is my first time doing one of these, so now all you mother truckers out there that are bitching that they don't want to download Skype with me, we can do it through Facebook Messenger. I didn't even realize you could do this, so you know, as you hear, it's working. So, goddamn, book face comes through once again. So, Brandon, you know, me and you went to school together at the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, now the Ohio Media School, and we sat around and shot the shit many a day and had you on different shows and everything. And we both know Matt Muckle. The Muckster.
Good old Muck.
And I won't embarrass him because we don't want to get into too many stories, but anybody that knows Muck, if you've spent time with him back in the day, it's just like watching some crazy movie, and you'll experience things that you've never experienced outside in your own life. But you know, being a veteran yourself in everything that's going on in the music industry, and as you're promoting again, what's your take on the whole ticket sales thing? I mean, really, I want to.
Oh man!
I mean, truthfully, this is a shoot interview. You can say what you want. If you want to cuss, swear, whatever you feel the need to get your point across.
You know, I try to tell promoters all the time, ticket prices anymore are just too high.
Yes.
I know we got involved in a discussion recently, it was probably a few months ago now, about ticket prices for local shows, and people bitch paying $7, $10, $12 sometimes for a local show.
Right.
And I agree that, you know, we're talking a local show, all locals on the bill, $5 is kind of the max that I think people should have to pay for that.
Right, three to five, that's exactly what I said. I did a whole thing on it a few months ago because I had a discussion. Old Uncle Eric at the Empire and Scott Bandham from V Promotions and everything, and those guys were kind of trying to sell me on it, but I am that guy. I am that guy that knows, dude, if it's more than $5, it better be some bands that's going to knock my socks off, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there ain't locals out there that can knock my socks off, but at the same time, with the price of beer and everything else, and then you got, like you said, you got to factor in babysitters, you got to factor in prices. Yeah, I smoke, and no offense to all you bands out there, if I don't have my cigarettes, I'm a dick. So, all those things come into play. And then, again, we'll go back to the promotion thing, because then you get these guys that they want on the bill, but then they don't want to promote. So, if you only got one band that's promoting and trying to push the tickets and, everything, but then at the end of the night, the other band's got their hands out, it becomes a clusterfuck. I'm not trying to say that, I have the answers to everything, because I don't. I'm willing to learn and be open-minded about it. Like I said, we've been around and seen when what worked was the bands working together. I'm not trying to, blow smoke up your ass, but I like how you're approaching it with the thing of Chippers. I feel there needs to be more promoters out there like you. It sounds harsh, and I'm trying not to be as harsh and as judgmental, because, I don't... It comes back, to the whole political thing, because if I piss somebody off, then they don't want to book the Hellfire Club or whatever. But at the same time, I have to be truthful. With the bands you're dealing with, do you see them more receptive to how you're selling it to them? Or are you having to really sell them to what you're trying to do? Or because it seems like you've got some great talent that you're pulling in. You're not just pulling in, half-assed bands.
Well, the one thing that, any band asks when you want to book them a show is, what's pay like, Mm-hmm. And so I kind of feel like, almost like I'm giving them a sales pitch.
Right.
Of like, why this benefits them.
Right.
And it's... I mean, really, they're working the same way as a door charge would, or the same way that a ticket sales would.
Right.
The fact that we're only putting 2 to 3, sometimes 4 acts on one bill, you bring people, you're not having to split the money with as many bands, Some of these local bills I see, like 6,
exactly.
7, 8 bands.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah. People will probably come in to see the 1 or 2 bands that they want to see, and then they'll leave. Or they won't come at all because they're like, I'm not paying $8 to see one band.
Or they're not willing to sit through, oh man, okay, I like this band,
And I'm not willing to sit through all these other bands. And you know, I can pay $5 and go down the road and see a band to sit through maybe a couple bands. But when you got 8 bands on the bill, 8 to 10 bands, and I'm sorry, and this is just from my vantage point. Like I see some of these things going on in Akron, like you know, with this Unite the Scene movement, and I'm not trying to take shots before anybody you know fucking gets all bent out of shape. It's ridiculous. Like you said, you're cramming, you know, 20 pounds of shit into a 10-pound bag, and it's just, it's taken away. It's you know, especially when you have bands that don't work together, the stage changeover becomes, you know, egotistical clusterfuck. No one wants to help each other, and it becomes more of a headache. 3 to 4 bands, maybe 5, if it's, you know, 5 good acts, should be the max.
You know. Yep.
Yeah, just from my vantage.
I think anything over 5, I would consider a festival.
Exactly.
You know,
even 5. Like
there's
even
one
5
promoter in particular. I'm not gonna call him out by name, but I've told him for a while now because he keeps like the last 4 shows he's done, he's had 12 plus acts on the bill.
Right.
And he's doing it so that he can get more people there, and so he could take a bigger cut of the money. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you're screwing these bands on their set times, they're playing for 20, 25, 30 minutes.
Right.
And they're not getting as much money because they have to split it with more people. Ticket prices are higher, so they're busting their asses more to get tickets sold. And nobody's going to pay $20 for a local show if there's no national headline. You know, like, I get, like, Mushroomhead will do their, you know, hometown shows, and they'll have, like, 12 openers. It's to sell more tickets, but you have a national headliner.
Yeah, but still, even
you know,
with the Mushroomhead thing.
That I understand.
Even with the Mushroomhead thing, and I'm going to say it, and it's probably going to shoot me in the foot in a sense, I think it's stupid to do it the way they're doing. I'm a big fan of Mushroomhead, Solitaire Unraveling. In fact, yeah, I took Solitaire was my nickname for a while back in the late 90s, early 2000s because of that tune, instead of the American Hilljack before I adopted that. But you know, I don't like the way they're doing it either. Because again, they're taking the money from the locals that are busting their ass. And I know that's part of the game. By far, no means. I've been long this. Yeah, you know, I'm long in the tooth. But at the same time, there's got to be a break. There's got to be a sense to see that okay, this is killing what the actual purpose of trying to help locals is to begin with.
Yeah. And you know, like the Agora or the Outpost. They have a national headliner come through, you know, and they pull in a bunch of local openers to sell tickets because, you know, it may be a band that doesn't really sell a whole lot on their own. You know, right. It's maybe some one-hit wonder from the late 90s or early 2000s.
Right.
You know, so they bring in all these local openers. But for me, like, I'm not going to go, like, I'm going to show up just in time to see the national act that I'm coming to see, you know, as opposed to staying for all the locals. I'm not going to sit through all of them. You know, if there's like 9, 10 local openers, I'm not going to sit through all of them. I might show up early if, you know, I'm friends with one of them, maybe catch their set, but that's about it.
And like I said, you're just,
that's overkill.
And you're just like me. You're one of those guys. You have a life, you have kids, you have things you have to compensate for. So you got to balance that. Okay, do I want to put that much time into sitting through? You know, because I'm sorry, and I'm gonna say it, Logan, you know, Crash Logan Crash, whatever the fuck, Croslin, you know, which I'm not trying because I've offered to come on the show. I want to talk about because the whole Jackal thing was a whole jack off, fucking debacle. Because he didn't get the tickets to the people until fucking a week before
all the Jackal canceled.
Yeah, and then Jackal canceled, which you know, and that's the business. But at the same time, he also, they're in point, he could have put paper, he could have been advertising, because to me, in logic, Jackal, what are they? The fans of Jackal are the guys that ride Harleys and everything else, and you know, that's where you should have been advertising at. You put a little money, you make a flyer, you know, whether you get it from the Outpost or whatever, you work together, and you go and you hang it up in the motorcycle shops, you hang it up in the tattoo shops, that's your crowd. It's knowing your crowd.
Yeah.
It's not just relying on the locals to, you know, do all the work. And again, you can go and check. He only shared the damn event 2 or 3 times, like you said. You know, other guys did.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That, you know, if you can't just put it all. Now, as far as it goes, though, do I feel anybody that's on a show should be pushing it as hard as if they were the headliner? fuck yeah. Yeah, you know, that's because that's what I do. But maybe I'm just from a different work set. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I mean, the job title is concert promoter, but you're really only responsible for about 20% of the promotion.
Right.
You know, you're busting your ass on social media. You might have a street team that passes out flyers. You get radio advertising. And, you know, if you've got a national act coming through, you hook up with their publicist and try to get them on some local radio show to do an interview the day of the show. You know, there's another 30% there that the local openers are in charge of as far as promoting, because they have tickets in hand that they need to sell. They need to get their fans and their friends there to support them.
And for all my listeners that don't know, Brandon is great at contacting publicists. Explain to them how that works, because you can't get this through to some people that it's okay. You can get interviews and you can have them on podcasts, and you're very good at it because you've interviewed many of nationals.
You just got to be able to take a chance.
Right.
I would sit there for hours just making a list, come up with, you know, 30, 40 names.
Wait a minute.
On a list of people that I want to interview.
So what you do is you actually research. Wait a minute, you take the time to actually look up people's names and shit? That's amazing. Wait a minute. That means you had to put effort into it. That's genius. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's hard to find in radio, and I've actually had national acts that I've interviewed that have said, like, when they do radio interviews, that these guys aren't prepared.
No, and that's another thing that, you know, again, you got to be not just in touch with the crowd that you're trying to bring in, but you got to be in touch with the fucking artist that you're promoting. So
exactly. Yeah, and, you know, of the 40 names on the list that I would have, maybe 10 of their publicists would get a hold of me.
Right.
And of those 10 that got a hold of me, maybe 2 I would actually get to sit down and do an interview with. But it's a numbers game.
Right.
You know, the more you try to get involved and try to get people on, you know, the better your chances are.
And it's hard. I know, even, how do I say this? I'm a big cartoon character, and try to put, you know, a spin on everything, and I know you are too. You try to be that larger than life, and then you get judged the wrong way. But also, there's a logic behind. That's why I wanted to ask you the things. There's a logic behind what you do, and you take the time and you put the effort into it. And I think that's why me and you both got some of the attention and the respect that we did at the school, is because we did those things. And everybody just thinks that go to school there and you're handed a fucking job. No, there's footwork, and and by far no means. Just like you, I get sidetracked and everything, and don't follow through the way I should. I'm gonna be, I'm not judging anybody or putting myself above anybody, but there's a lot of them that just think, okay, you just click record or you click, the on air button and you have a job. No, you got to research shit. You know, and you got to know who you're talking to and what you're talking about. And a lot of people don't. They just want someone to hand it to them. And the same with these promoters that, you know, they're happy to get, oh, yeah, man, well, I got this band. You know, they're going to come play and da-da-da-da. Okay, that's as far as they go. And they don't do all the footwork. And I guess for me, it really aggravates the piss out of me, because clubs are closing up faster than, virgin's knees on fucking prom night, and no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back with more from Brandon Chaos and all this shit that goes on in the music industry. But honestly, I mean, you sit back and you listen to that. There's no egotistical bullshit. It's pretty bare bones. And I really enjoyed it, man. And I'm going to have more interviews like that with more different people. And I hope a lot of you people are paying attention, because this is what it's all about. This is what the American Hilljack Files is all about, is shoot interviews that are, from the hip. You know, it's not that all that fluff that the industry wants. Some of that's going to be in there, but we're going to get real on shit. And speaking of being real, coming up right now, another band out of the Allegheny Kiski Valley, Pittsburgh area, one of my favorites, A Common Crown, with Jen Hamars on the vocals. She got up with the Hellfire Club and sang Sober with us when we played the sidebar, and goddamn, she's just phenomenal. She's phenomenal. And Matt and Steve are on the rhythm section in that one, Matt Fran and Steve Craven, just like with After the Fall. You got Zach Shepard, because it's just shepic to have him in any band. But what I like about this song, as I'm saying, this week is about another situation where I'm going to, put my own shit out there It says what I'm feeling. It does. It says what I'm feeling because, you know, even though she's probably singing, you know, from some guy that's always, you know, trying to feed shit and make it like they are above the situation and putting it on the girl, I'm getting in reverse. And as it says in there, your games will come back to you. And I ain't playing games. I'm tired of playing games. I'm fucking old. So, you know, you want to spill your lies to yourself and everybody else. Do what you got to do, woman. I don't give a shit. You know, I love you, but, you know, it's crazy. But right now, I want you all to sit back, get ready, because this is 17 Lies from a Common Crown right here on the American Hilljack Files. Have you ever had the urge to be the emperor, empress, or other powerful ruling figure over your night out of entertainment? If so, you need to come to the Empire Concert Club and Bar in Akron, Ohio. The Empire Concert Club and Bar is Akron, Ohio's finest intimate live music establishment for multiple music genres featuring local, regional, national, and international acts that are both signed and unsigned. The Empire Concert Club and Bar has a top-notch staff that will go above and beyond to cater to your every entertainment need. The Empire Concert Club and Bar also has a wide selection of seasonal, specialty, and domestic beers from around Ohio, the United States, and the world. So when you're looking for the place that provides the best entertainment and treats each one of their patrons like an honored VIP, the Empire Concert Club and Bar, located at 1305 East Talbridge Avenue in Akron, Ohio, is the place for you. Check them out at www.empireconcertclub.com or on Facebook for a listing of all upcoming shows and events. But better yet, stop on by and let the Empire Concert Club and Bar staff make you feel like royalty.
Save me.
Kill Wall Street right there from Three Vultures. I love that tune, not just because they had me up to sing it at Chuck's Steakhouse many, many moons ago. Yeah, and you can check them out at facebook.com/Three Vultures. And get a whiff of that vulture culture, as my son has adopted it. I love it. And before that was the Hemi Devils with Baptized in Gasoline. Same deal, facebook.com/Hemi Devils. You know, you got to catch on to this stuff, people. It's pretty simple. You got to get these bands and start supporting them. Both of those bands are on a May 13th show with us, along with Cronus that I played at the beginning of the show, at the Empire Concert Club and Bar on Talmadge Avenue in Akron, Ohio. So, now I'm going to continue the conversation with Brandon on all the things that we see from our vantage point as to, how we say, experienced veterans. Would that be fair? I'm just an old fuck. Whatever. But just, sit right back. Keep listening. It's good shit, man. It's good, informative stuff. You also have done work as a musician. You do DJ stuff, mixes and different things. What do you see? Because you've Antics, you've mentioned some great bands. Antics, Zombie Crutch.
Three Vultures.
Hey, I'm trying not to kiss his ass too much because we live together.
You know what? I normally don't like that kind of music, like the post-grunge.
Right.
You know, like the Shine Down, Smile and Be Soul sort of stuff. But they got an original spin on it. I like it.
Yeah, and what I like about them the most is that it's an honest thing. I'm trying to teach them that you got to play the game a little bit, but whatever they come up with is from the heart. But you know, what do you see as, besides the bands we just mentioned, what do you see is lacking now with a lot of music out there? Because there are talented musicians, but then when you put them in a band situation, the talent don't shine through. Yeah, for me, are you seeing some of that
motivation?
Do you think that's what
motivation is the big thing? You know, so many of these musicians are lazy,
right?
You know, and I've even had like a lot of local bands come to me asking me to be their manager or their publicist,
yeah,
because they just don't have motivation to get out there and do it themselves,
right?
You know, and my girlfriend and I have actually been talking a lot lately, and she's like, "You should just do like some sort of a seminar,
right?
You know, charge like $5 a head for these musicians to come in and listen to you talk about self promotion." I'm like, "Yeah, here's the thing, though, nobody'd show up."
No, that's another thing. Even if you offered it for fucking free,
yeah, I really don't think anybody would show up for it.
Yeah, I used to think it was bad when I was younger. Everybody thought it was like the movies, but man, it seems to be even worse now that everybody thinks it's like the movies. You know, that somebody's going to walk in, see them playing, and hand them some million-dollar contract. It don't work that way. And even when you're on a minor label, let alone a major, even the major labels now, you've got a lot of work to do. You know, you've got to be invested just as much, if not more, than the people that are representing you. And I'm not sitting here, because trust me, I know where I'm falling short, and I kick myself in the ass every motherfucking time I do. I don't feel I lack motivation. I lack a lot. I lack focusing my motivation, you know, and I think that's the artist side of me more than anything.
Here's a little story. I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school. I called myself off from school on a Friday. I had $250 in my pocket. I told my parents that I was going to stay at a friend's for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I drove down to Nashville by myself with demos of my band.
Right.
And I slept in my car while I was in Nashville for the weekend. And I just handed out demos to, you know, every management company, publicist company, record label that I could find in Nashville. You know, I barely made it home on the money that I had.
Yeah, on fumes. You know? There's the good old days. When you're, you know, when you've been on E for like 3 hours and you're hoping to God that you're getting back in the driveway. Now, I don't know if you've heard of Manchester Road out of Akron. Todd Davey and those guys, they're going to be playing with us. Todd Davey, Coy Scott, Robbie Hendricks. I'd like to, the guitar player escapes my mind right now. But those guys recorded a demo, sat around together, packaged everything and started sending everything out, you know, and you can't even get bands to do that anymore. And everything, and like you said, okay, to me, and by far no means I don't practice this enough, you know, and put it into, you know, my own life, but I'm trying. If you can get on YouTube and watch this, that, and the other, and you can get, you know, you can get on Facebook and everything else, there's the information's at your fingertips just by hitting, you know, typed into the search button. So, it takes all that research. And like you said, just like with trying to get interviews, you might put down, you know, 40 different people you're contacting. You might send out 40 things, and you might only get 8. But at the same time, you know, that's what advertising is in the first place. You're not McDonald's. You know, you got to establish yourself. Branding is, you know, a big thing that, you know, we heard from Mark Quinn and everything, and I'm trying to get better at it. And that's what I try to instill in everybody that I talk to. And like you said, you know, a lot of people think, you know, especially if you have any sort of recognition, that they think you're just being egotistical. And it's not. I want to see everybody succeed. You know, obviously we all can't. You know, it's hard to have a conversation with somebody when they ask you something, because a lot of times, like you said, they just want you to do it for them. That's not going to be the case. I've had bands, you know, oh man, could you do this for us? And I, trust me, and part of me wants to. Part of me really wants to. But with my situation as is, I know I can't dedicate enough to them, let alone dedicate enough to what I'm doing. So, you know, that's why I try to tell them, well, hey, yeah, try to, you know, and that's why I had you explain it. So maybe, because I see a lot of talented bands. I try to, you know, promote and the bands I play on here, some of these people I don't really know. Now, yeah, there's a lot of people I do know and I get a chance to get to know, but it's about, like I said, cream rise to the top for me. So when I see something, I try to give it out there, and then I also try, you know, on here to give, you know, their information so people can go check it out themselves. And like you said, when you're posting on Facebook, you got to give all that information. You know, you can't. You just post in the flyer. If the flyer, especially if the flyer don't have the address on it, you could, you know, try to put that in your posts. That, you know, what the address of the bar is. If the flyer don't have what time the bands are playing, time the bands start, make sure that's in the post.
Every flyer that I do for one of my shows, it has the bands that are playing, got the date. It's got, you know, it says 10 p.m. at Chippers. It's got the address. It's got the Facebook address for Chaos Culture.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I try to put all that stuff on there.
Yeah. And that shows that, for me anyways, that you're doing it in a proper manner. You know, maybe it's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. You got a lot of irons in the fire, and it seems like you got a lot going on, and I'm glad to see that, Brandon. And I like to see your views on things. You know, while we're both, you know, like I said, larger than life cartoon characters, you know, it's cool to we've had obviously some great conversations, you know, or face to face, and this was honestly a good conversation with a lot of information. Yeah, you know, and I look forward to, you know, doing more with you and helping you get Chippers rolling. And if there's anything more that we can do for you, just let me know.
So. Yeah, dude, definitely.
All right, people.
It's all about helping each other out, man.
Yeah, yeah. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and hey, we'll have a beer afterwards. So, all right, brother.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming on here, Brandon. Hope your success is abundant, and looking forward to talking to you next month. And we'll just keep rolling with it and make it happen for Chaos Culture and Chippers and everything you're doing.
All right, man. Thank you very much. And we're gonna have to set up a show for you guys at Chippers.
The Hellfire Club. Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, it's coming along. Yeah, so, well, thank you very much. We'll catch you next time, brother. All right, that wraps up the interview with Mr. Brandon Chaos from Chaos Culture Entertainment. Hope that you enjoyed it and, you know, learned a little bit. We're going to be having him on, like I said, every month to talk about different things. And the segments won't be as long. It's probably just be one segment. And we'll have, you know, commercial too. All the shows gone on out there at Chippers in Austintown. It's going to be, you know, Austintown, Ohio. Ohio, so we know. But it is close to Pennsylvania. So all my mother trucking friends over there in the, you know, Berg area, especially around Butler and Newcastle, it's just a drop right down over the hill. Go down and check some of these bands out. But right now, I'm going to play a song from my band. That's right. The Hellfire Club. And this was recorded live at Chuggers. We just played an event at Chuggers last Saturday. It was kick-ass. We had the crowd in the palm of our hands. Had a great time. And I just want to thank all the people that keep supporting the Hellfire Club. And you can check us out at hellfiremusic.com for all the things going on. Because we got shows coming on. A lot of them. In fact, February 11th, we're in Akron down at the Barley House for the Heartbreakers Ball. Going to be a contest and everything. And I'll have more about that next week. But I'm going to play this song right here. And this song is about those, for me, when I wrote it, it's that feeling at the end of the week where you've busted your ass and all you want to do, go out on a Friday night, get drunk, raise some hell, and the damn bartender wants to cut you off at the end of the night. What's their problem? So here it is from the Hellfire Club. Last Call! Jeez, is that singer just an egotistical dick? That was my band, the Hellfire Club, with Last Call, for all you mother truckers out there. And sad to say, we have lost another brother. Not because of anything. Our schedule's picking up. We've got so much going on. We're going to be in Bowling Green, Ohio, on February 10th. And then, like I said, February 11th. Because I said, we'll see you next time. The next time all you Akron mother truckers can see us is February 11th with Manchester Road and some guys that and gals that I think are just great walking in circles down at the Barley House at 222 Main Street. And Jeff Graham has informed us last night that he's going to be stepping down. And again, anybody that leaves this band, it's not because of a bunch of drama and stuff like that. It's because we're driven. We're driven for our goals, especially me. And I can be much to deal with, trust me, because I have a vision. I see what After the Fall has done in their area, in my old area. I've seen what Skell has done, and that's what I aim for. And I push for that. And when I first went to broadcasting school, I had just gotten into the band. And I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I'm going to use this as much as I can to put myself over. But I'm also going to use this to put all the other bands over that I think we can build a huge scene. A scene that is connected. Because you got a ton of bands from Pittsburgh. You got a ton of bands from Ohio. You got a ton of bands from around the tri-state area, West Virginia. You got bands from Detroit. You got bands that I am connecting with, and I want to build, because that's what it needs to get back to. But again, we are going to be looking for a bass player. You can check us out at hellfiremusic.com. You can hear the songs there. On hellfiremusic.com, there's a list of all the covers we do, and we do got originals. You know, we're a mixture. And so for all you bass players out there that are even if you're in a band, I'm sorry, you know, we got a lot of things coming up, and we'd like to have someone that is a road dog that likes to go out and play and understands what it takes. Not that, you know, any of the other guys that were in this band didn't, but it is an undertaking. It is an undertaking. You know, you give up your weekends, because when we ain't playing on weekends, we're practicing on weekends. So it ain't easy. You know, and it's hard on all of us, and hard on our relationships and everything else, obviously, with what the fuck I'm going through. But a fish got to swim, and a musician's got to play. And that's just how it is. So for all those mother truckers out there that pay attention to what I do, and if you don't, here's a little tidbit. I was fortunate enough last Sunday to be on the Grassroots Show on 97.7 Rocks, out of Butler, Pennsylvania. And what's funny is that used to be BUT and LER in Butler. And I used to listen to that when I was younger. They used to have like a flea market type thing where you could go on there and sell stuff. I used to listen to that with some of my relatives because they used to buy a bunch of stuff off of there. And I got to go on there with Mr. Utah Burgess, along with Mr. Roop, and discuss what I am doing, not only with the American Hilljack Pro Series, A Pro Radio. You can check that out, aproradio.com. That's where this is going to be on. It's also going to be on podcastyourscene.com with Bill Damiano and Brian Schaefer, their two podcasts, the Pennsylvania Rock Show.com, the AK Music.com. Yeah, I'm all over the place, but it's all fortunate because I surrounded myself with pro, positive, real, and original people that keep giving me opportunities. Bill put me on that show. They were supposed to interview Bill, and Bill put me on that show to represent him, and I was fortunate enough to not just represent AK Music, the Pennsylvania Rock Show, but A Pro Radio. And that's my whole premise, is like I'm taking these opportunities, and not just doing it for myself, I believe in the unsigned local music from everywhere. That is what I believe in. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I idolize my Nationals too. But hey, those guys aren't going to be around forever. And I think there needs to be chances for guys coming up, like the bands I played today. And I hope you all understand that's what it is. You know, yeah, I want a career in broadcasting. I'd like to do a little bit more in music. But I'm 43, and I know that's not old, but hey, coming up, there's a lot of bands coming behind me, like my son's band, Three Vultures, like Walking in Circles, like the Sink are out. And I use those three as an example because I'm so close to them, and I see how much, how driven they are. And it's impressive to me, and I'm very thankful. I mean, there's a lot of other bands, too, that I've got to share the stage with, you know, that are, I think, have so much potential to be signed and be out there and be, you know, making a career of this. And I'm going to push them on here as much as possible. So what did we learn today, boys and girls? Let's review. We learned that Chippers in Austintown, Ohio's got a new thing going on with, you know, Chaos Culture Entertainment, funded by Brandon Chaos, that is positive, real, and original, and is going to make things happen for the bands from around the area. And you need to check that guy out, you know. Facebook.com/ Chaos Culture Entertainment. Hook up with him. It'll be to your liking. We also learned that the music scene might be down through the conversation me and Brandon had, but there's a possibility of it coming up if we all band together and work together. This ain't the 80s. We don't have to battle one another. We need to give each other a helping hand up, not a hand out. You know, just my view. Could be wrong, but I don't think I am. And we also learned that music can set you free. When I'm going through all the shit I am, these are the bands that I am listening to, and these songs, every song I played on here, are songs I listen to. And that's what it's about. And that is what it is about, giving each person that listens to this music a little bit of vacation, a mental vacation from everything they got going on. But while I may sound negative in my delivery on these subjects, I do still believe that there's enough of us pro, positive, real, and original people who live to do no harm but take no shit in this country, hell in this world, that if we all put aside all the petty, immature bullshit and work together, we can make a difference in turning this big blue marble around for the better. Like another wise man I share a first name with, my idol John Lennon, he always sang, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one." Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the American Heeljack Files, and make sure to go to aproradio.com for other episodes of this show and other things as much as articles and other shit for all you mother truckers entertainment. If I offended you or you want to debate anything I said, the floor is yours to come on here or send me a book face message. And we can do an interview through Skype, and we can also do an interview, obviously as proven today, through Bookface Messenger, or Facebook Messenger for you regular folk. Just remember, I am who I am, and it sure the hell ain't Popeye. I am John the American Heeljack Lane, telling you to keep pushing through and keep your head down to avoid the bullshit. And as always, here's American Dog to send you mother truckers out the door. Catch you next time on the American Heeljack Files.
Now I don't know what you think you know about me or my ways, but I've been doing this so damn long, I'm pretty much here to stay. So when you tell me what to do or what I should be, well, here's what your opinion means to me. It's bullshit, goddamn it, bullshit. I can't stand your bullshit, and I don't like it. No, sir, not at all. Maybe you've got good intentions, but I done made up my mind. I don't care about fashion, being cool, or even on time. I've already got my own path, and it's much too late to quit. And frankly, your opinion don't mean dick. It's bullshit. God damn it, bullshit. I can't stand your bullshit, and I don't like it. No, sir, not at all. Bullshit. God damn it. Bullshit. I can't stand your bullshit. I don't like it. No, sir. Not at all. Bullshit. Bullshit. I can't stand your
bullshit.
Motherfucker. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm the dog.